Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
I was thinking, Chris, maybe the next time you do the Paracast, you can come across as the ghostly Ralph Lael. Give us a Ralph Lael voice. Of course, I don't remember what he sounded like. You were in the middle of answering a question that Chris posed, Maddie.
Yes, we did this film completely independently outside the studio system. And we were fortunate enough to have incredible producers, one of which was Lawrence Bender. And Lawrence did every film from Quentin Tarantino, from Pulp Fiction to Reservoir Dogs, Kill Bill, Inglourious Basterds, an amazing producer. And his expertise really helped us to get the distribution and get all the things that we needed in place.
That's a heavy hitter.
Yeah. I mean, he read the script and loved it, and he got involved from the very beginning of the project. And then we also had Mike Fleiss. And Mike had produced Hostel and Texas Chainsaw Massacre and was also just a terrific help throughout this whole process. So it's definitely great to have guys like that involved.
When you do a sci-fi film, though, usually you think it costs a lot of money. A sci-fi film with the special effects and all the stuff and the CGI and everything, they're talking of a $200 million film or something. Obviously, if you're doing an independent film, if you get $1 million, you're lucky. So how did you plot this out in terms of special effects to realistically present what was going on?
Everything we did is in camera. We didn't have money for CG. It was under $1 million, the budget, and way under $1 million. But, you know, everything we had to do was done practically. So, you know, every scene, all the special effects we do are all things. You know, I was always a big fan of the first Star Wars rather than, you know, the newer ones, because I feel like, you know, the things that are actually in camera you can see feel more real and feel more realistic.
You don't go into this motion capture thing?
No. I mean, I could do that, but I certainly, you know, doing one motion capture scene is probably the entire budget of our movie.
And that takes like 2 seconds on the screen.
Right, exactly. We just couldn't afford to do that stuff.
So now, of course, the other way of doing things is that stop-motion effect from Ray Harryhausen, which is time-consuming but not necessarily expensive. But let me ask you here, how much actual sci-fi stuff do you see in this film? Is it mostly suggested?
No, it's pretty full-on. So there's a scene in the film where the family is actually sucked up into space. And we actually launched a low Earth orbit weather balloon with a GoPro camera attached to it and caught the curvature of the Earth. It exploded, dropped back to Earth, and we had to track it with GPS systems in order to get that shot. So it's actual shots of space.
Wow, that's kind of a low-cost but very effective invention.
I mean, we lost the first two balloons we launched, so it wasn't effective at first, but eventually we did get the shot right, and it's pretty fun.
Of course, you know, I guess one of the things about doing films these days is that the actual editing systems are really cheap. You can get yourself Final Cut Pro 10 for $300. Get yourself a Mac Pro or something for $3,000. Well, that's not so cheap. Get yourself an iMac or MacBook Pro, and suddenly you can do some incredible things.
We probably used an Avid system.
We did use an Avid system.
Oh, there you go.
Our editor edited everything from Big Trouble in Little China to Fire in the Sky. He was just an amazing editor. So he was a total pro, knew what he was doing, and used an Avid system.
Let's go back to the actual story here. So in terms of Brown Mountain Lights, we have the legend, the reality, whatever. We have the lights. We have people vanishing for days or hours. We have creature sightings.
Yeah.
Tell us more about them. And then I want to get back to the film and the plotting and everything.
The creature sightings are in line with what I think are either the Lizzies or the Greys. And as you guys both probably know, people report seeing the Greys more often than they do the Lizzies. That's what this movie is based on, is the real encounters people have with the gray aliens.
Those are the legendary creatures that people have always described.
Yeah, exactly. So the creatures in our movie are grays, and they're classic. And, you know, I didn't want to create some alien-looking hybrid with, like, 10 legs and, some spider-looking creature. I wanted to really stay true to the true abduction stories and what people have reported for centuries.
But yeah, that was going to lead to my question, is how accurately did you try to depict the descriptions from witnesses without taking too much artistic license?
I tried to keep it as authentic and keep the integrity as close as we can. So the whole movie is shot through the perspective of an 11-year-old autistic kid's video camera. And he and his family go out on a vacation. They're camping in the Brown Mountain area, and they see lights over their campground. From there, things kind of go off the rails. The family are abducted, and this kid captures the entire thing on his video camera. So in the nature of Blair Witch or Paranormal Activity, this is a found footage film. So you're watching the entire movie as from this kid's point of view.
Oh, nice. I like that. That's a cool approach. I like that.
So this is very much like a home movie in terms of the way it's set up.
It is. Yeah. Everything's shot from his camera. It never goes to another camera.
Now, for those who are geeks about stuff like that, did you use just one camera?
Actually, we did, but except for some of the shot where we launched a weather balloon, we did use a GoPro, and we actually used a consumer Panasonic camera that anyone can buy.
A standard high-def camera.
Yeah, just a standard Panasonic high-def camera. That's what we shot.
So you aspiring filmmakers, take notes.
Yeah, our director of photography, his name is Luke Geisbuehler, and he did Borat and Bruno and The Virginity Hit, and just it is an amazing director of photography. So I was lucky to have him. He oftentimes would juggle the camera with our 11-year-old actor and go back and forth with him. And we would put Luke in the same pants and the same shoes as Riley, our lead actor. So sometimes it would be our director of photography's legs and feet you'd see, rather than this 11-year-old kid.
Okay, as far as the aliens look like traditional grays, are these people wearing costumes with makeup? What?
We had a creature design company called the Kyoto Brothers, and they're famous for Killer Clowns from Outer Space and Critters and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They created the suits for that. So they actually... I sketched up a design with my writing partner, and that's what we gave to them. And then we actually created a suit, and it's physically a person in it.
What, did you get, like Peter Dinklage or one of the Wizard of Oz midgets? Or?
We got a guy named Walter Phelan, who is incredibly skinny. He's really tall and super thin, and his normal body contortion is that of a very odd. He's been in tons of movies like From Dusk Till Dawn and House of a Thousand Corpses. He was one of the main characters in it, but he is a character actor in costume. So we actually had him put on the suit and take these movements. We also had what are called Weta legs, which are these stilts that he was on. His movements were very unnatural, very inhuman.
I'll tell you what, we're not human. We're the... I don't know what we are. But we have the very human, Matty Beckerman. The film is Alien Abduction. And it's not Chris, with or without the beard. It's not Gene. You're in
the Paracast.
Yeah.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First game Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
This is Bill Brown, Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, unfunded entitlements, looming Obamacare, the death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you are concerned about maintaining your purchasing power, consider this. Gold and silver are up 497% in 13 years. Call me, 800-686-2237, extension 332. Together we can discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Analysts agree the dollar's problems are increasing. Call me, Bill Brown, 800-686-2237 at extension 332, and we'll discuss your option of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar collapses. Call me, Bill Brown, at Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237, extension 332.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
I think that's pushing the accent there, guys. Okay. All right. Maddie Beckerman, director, screenwriter. The film is Alien Abduction. This is one of those found footage films. It looks like a home movie, but then nothing wrong with that. They've been pretty successful. So we have the gray alien, just one, or did this guy try to pretend to be several?
We had multiple, so it wasn't just one. But he was our main character actor. We also had we've actually had about four suits created for this, and you know, their eyes, we had a remote control, their eyes blink, their face moves around. It looks super real.
Now, I have to explain here about the cost structure of a movie. Less than $1 million. It costs more than that generally for a single episode of a TV series.
Yeah.
So you had all these very serious constraints as to what you do. Do you see the flying saucer?
We do actually have lights in the sky, and you do enter the ship. Yeah, I mean, it's full on. You know, most found footage movies, you sit there and you kind of wait and you wait and wait. This is action-packed and just step on the gas, thrill ride from about 10 minutes in. So once we establish the family and their entire situation, we see the aliens. You see things, and we're not hiding anything. It's pretty scary. The reviews we've gotten have been phenomenal from the New York Times and the Village Voice. And some people, you know, aren't huge fans of found footage, but this felt like the best way to tell this story.
So how about the release? I mean, how much money were you able to generate, you know, pre-release to get the actual film out there? And what sort of marketing budget does a film like this engender from the trade, so to speak?
You know, we went out making the movie and just trying to, you know, get distributors attached. And people saw some first cuts, and we were able to sell the rights around the world. So it's coming out Australia, Japan, the Middle East, Latin America, the UK, Italy, France, Spain, Germany. I mean, all around the world this movie's getting released. Wow. We've sold the rights. A terrific company named Exclusive Media sold the rights, and they did the movie Rush recently, and The Woman in Black,
mm-hmm.
And they're just a terrific, terrific unit. So they got behind the movie, and that helped us to sell.
Well, that's fortunate, because a small film with a modest budget, if it's properly marketed, can actually create quite a return for the investors, and also put you in a pretty pretty cool place to do future projects.
Yeah, IFC picked it up for the U.S., and they've been amazing. They're the independent film channel, and they did a theatrical release for us, and we were in theaters, and we're at the top of the charts on iTunes and Amazon and Google. We were up at number 2 when we first came out. I think we might be at number 4 right now, but we're up against, like, Paranormal Activity and Insidious, and we're beating them, so it's pretty cool. I couldn't imagine our little movie would go that far.
Now, eventually, though, it goes on TV.
Eventually it will, yeah.
So is there any possible interest in a wider theatrical distribution?
You know, it's kind of doing what it's doing. I mean, we released it both theatrically and day and date on VOD at the same moment. So that's about as wide as we're going to get for this film.
Kind of reminds me of this film, Financial World Shenanigans, with Zachary Quinto, that he did a few years ago, with Kevin Spacey.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Margin Call.
Margin Call, and that was the same thing,
yeah,
where a limited theatrical release and also a video-on-demand release. That was a really good film, by the way. If you haven't seen Margin Call, you want to check out that. But we're talking, of course, about Alien Abduction. And for a small film, sounds like you've gotten a pretty good introduction here.
Yeah, things are going amazing. And the movie, it's very typical model these days to release a film in limited theaters and on video demand at the same time. And that's the current model. And it's worked incredibly well for us. We've done way beyond what I could have ever imagined doing with this movie.
So there's a film like this, you get a DVD release too?
Yeah, we will. We did a deal with Netflix around the same time period. It's going to be on DVD. It'll be available everywhere on DVD.
So in the end, you might make millions of dollars out of this.
It's a possibility.
Cool. Well, any good, thought out and well produced film that covers these subjects, I think can do this floundering field of ufology a lot of good. And that leads me to a question from Polterwurst again at forum.theparacast.com. He's wondering, do you think it might be worthwhile to figure out what's behind these phenomena? And are movies a good way of getting people, especially scientists, involved in doing so?
Oh, for sure. I mean, the amount of interest that this film has generated in people actually going out and studying the lights. There's actually a whole business that was created taking people on tours of the Brown Mountain Lights area right up there. And we actually talked to Ed Phillips, who's the director of tourism for Burke County. He brought us, brought me and the cast to Morganton in order to have that premiere there. He's been thrilled about, you know, people really focusing on this area now, and bringing tourism, film tourism to North Carolina. So as far as studying the actual phenomenon, it's been studied a bunch, like, you know, by tons of different people. And, it continues to be. The professor at Appalachian State University I was talking about actually mounted a camera that films the area 24/7. And there was one moment that there were over 100 lights seen.
Wow. That's amazing.
So there's
I'm attempting to do something similar in Colorado with a triangulated camera system. I think that's a real good place to, interest scientists and academics in the, you know, the possible viability of a research project of this sort. Anything less than that's going to be met with first of all, they'll ignore it. And if they are called out to say something, it'll be derided normally. Well, this brings me to another question that's coming from forum.theparacast.com, where you can ask questions of our guests. And this one comes from Digital Trickster. And his first question is, have you ever had any strange experiences? And we kind of touched on that a little. But just in general, Maddie, what is your opinion of the field of ufology? Obviously, you've looked into how these things are studied and the questionable nature of some of the belief systems that are out there in this very questionable field called ufology. Where do you come down in ufology? What do you think is positive about it, and what do you think needs to be worked on?
Before you answer that question, Maddie, we got to do break time here, so let me just remind our listeners. The film is called Alien Abduction. Maddie Beckerman's director and one of the screenwriters. It's a found footage film, and it is a fascinating, fascinating journey into the legend of the Brown Mountain Lights with Gene and Chris in
The Paracast.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Hi, my name is Richard Dolan. You're listening to the Paracast.
Now, another UFO or paranormal talk show host once called the UFO field toxic. I won't mention his name, although some of you probably know who he is. In any case, we have Gene and Chris with Maddie Beckerman on the Paracast this week. The film is Alien Abduction. So, Maddie, Chris asked you a question about the state of the UFO field. Have you followed much of it?
Yeah, you know, I had a conversation last week with Jim Mars, who is the author of Alien Agenda, and he had a really good point. He said, let's get over the fact that UFOs are absolutely real. It's proven, they've existed for centuries, and it dates back to ancient times. So let's just put that aside. Everyone knows UFOs are real. Now let's get into the real stories and throughout history. And I thought that was the most telling thing. We all know UFOs really do exist.
But okay, what do you think, though, can be done to get traditional science involved? Because traditional science wants to get grants. And if they're not giving grants for UFO research, what do they do?
Well, I think you got to look at what's happening right now, at this very moment. And they've discovered a planet that is in the habitable zone outside of a star, where it's the most Earth-like planet that they've ever discovered. And you have to think, you know, there's billions of planets that actually fall into that category, and there has to be life outside of where we are. We as human beings, I don't believe we're alone in the universe, and I don't believe that out of those billions of systems, life does not exist.
Well, you know, without going into details, there actually are people who believe UFOs are real but don't believe they're necessarily spaceships. It's pretty complicated.
Sure. You know, there's meteorites. There's all types of things.
No, we're talking about something real but not necessarily a spaceship.
Other tenants in the building.
Oh, Oh, you mean like a different, like ghosts or energy balls of transferred matter?
No. Like other tenants in the building, maybe a secret race of intelligent people who coexist with us, but really don't want to let us in on who and what they are.
Oh, like a different dimension.
That too.
Yeah.
Or it could be us coming back from the future, tweaking the timeline for whatever purpose.
Anything's plausible. I mean, there's, you know, the stories of the guy sticking his hand in the Brown Mountain lights and losing time. Clearly, there is a time dimensional aspect to the Brown Mountain lights that's been shown throughout history. So, you know, I'm open to any ideas, but I definitely think there have been so many abduction stories, and the stories are so similar in nature that it's hard to look past them.
Now, returning to the film and the choices you made, you're focusing on this family that's abducted. How closely do you adhere to the actual known facts about the lights and the various episodes surrounding the people who have encountered them?
We stay pretty close to it. You know, the classic alien look, stories of giant lights being shown through people's homes, and those pieces. I was on Coast to Coast AM the other night, and right before I came on, there was a ufologist who was telling a recent story of a woman who heard a giant noise outside of her home in Florida. And then lights were shined through her window, so much so that she thought it was the sun. And this is almost identical to some major scenes in our movie. So I feel like we got it down to the point where people understand that all the scenes we've put together in this film really reflect stories that people have told and firsthand accounts.
Why do you think that Brown Mountain lights tend to cluster around a pretty specific locale? What theories have you heard that explain its location specificity?
One woman was talking about there being an energy vortex where this is. And I think the same could be said for places like Minmin and Hessling and you know, the places around the world where these lights occur. And there are lots of them. So, you know, these could be just pockets of energy in places where the earth is generating these things naturally. Or because of the vortexes and because of this area, it's just a natural beacon for extraterrestrial life.
Having lived in Sedona for a number of years and finally being forced out after I met my second reincarnated Nefertiti, the whole idea of vortexes is one that's touted oftentimes by people. But if your average scientist would hear, you know, a very kind of a pop science term like that, they'd kind of snort in their coffee and wouldn't pay much attention to the conversation after that. I'm still trying to get my, you know, wrap my head around why certain areas on the planet tend to feature fairly consistently these types of light phenomena. You have the Marfa lights, of course, in Texas, which are in some ways similar. You have the San Luis Valley, where I did quite a bit of investigating in the 90s, that have locations that seem to be the center point for a lot of these types of descriptive lights and entities in some cases. So how do you reconcile a kind of an unscientific way of describing something in a way that will interest a scientist into getting more involved? Do we need some real slam dunk evidence?
Well, I think Dr. Greer came up with something recently in the Atacama Desert, if you look at the Sirius documentary. And that body that they've been studying is pretty compelling.
You really think so? Because a lot of us are skeptical of things that Dr. Greer does.
You know, I've sat down with the producers of that movie, and you know, of course, a lot of it's done just like we're doing it for commercial reasons and getting a film out there. But you look at that body and you have to think maybe there's something to this. And I can't explain it for sure. I mean, I'm not claiming that I have the answers to anything. And I don't think I ever will.
That keeps you out of trouble.
Because right. You're a filmmaker, and
yeah,
you're
movies.
You're dealing in a controversial coinage.
Yeah, I'm definitely not claiming to have a complete understanding, but you know, I try to absorb everything around me like a sponge, and filter out what seems plausible, and filter out what seems like it's just complete fantasy. And use the when you have a group of people for hundreds of years saying, this is the creature I see standing around my bed at night, and this is the ship that I've been on, and the stories are similar, you know, you got to say to yourself, maybe this is real.
Well, or you can say to yourself, maybe the culture is self-generative and is actually creating a meme within the culture that's self-perpetuating and is layering itself upon itself and regenerating over the generations.
Yeah, I mean, if you believe in reincarnation, which I'm not sure you guys do, or the, you know, the fact that there are extraterrestrial life out there, you know, the possibility that we've been visited and seen is pretty likely.
I would have a little problem with that. I have a hard time believing anything that's evolved out there would have any interest in visiting this primitive, misogynist, very dysfunctional planet called Earth. I mean, that's my own personal opinion. I don't think we're important enough for anything out there to come here. If anything, they'd come here to maybe maximize the potential of the ecosystem and the biodiversity on the planet.
With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It took hours before it returned, but I had already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Talk to a sales rep at iWeb.com. Use the promo code TechNightOwl for a special discount.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins, we do. DoorDevil.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Hilly Rose, and I hope that you do listen to the Paracast because you will learn a great deal about the paranormal.
With Gene and Chris in the Paracast, we have Maddie Beckerman. And Chris, in our last segment as we were ending, was engaged in a more detailed conversation.
Yeah.
About the shape and scope of the UFO mystery and some of the unusual aspects of it.
You want me to pick up on that again?
Yes, sir.
To summate and give you a kind of a cliff note version of what I was saying, I think that there's a high likelihood that a lot of this stuff is closed system. It's being self-generated by the culture. When descriptions become a meme within the culture, then they have some inertia behind them, and they're able to help perpetuate that particular meme. My point is that I don't think that we're that important. I think that if anything, humans are detrimental to this wonderful biodiversity on the planet. And if anything, we're the problem, not the solution here at this point in time in this very tenuous existence that humanity finds itself in with Fukushima, with rampant climate change, rampant pollution. I just have a hard time thinking that we're important enough for anything out there to come and visit us in our bedrooms and pin us against our ceilings.
I always look at it as if the crocodile hunter, or it's the same way we study dolphins in the wild. We'll go and capture them, we'll tag them, and we'll release them. Either a great white shark will do the same thing to them. I think we're being studied the same way we study other animals.
I just find the methodology questionable. There's so much absurdity and nonsensical, the nonsensical qualities of many of these abduction accounts. Obviously, if it's an exalted entities, with super high tech, it would be very difficult for us to figure out what their intentions are or what their agenda is. But there seems to be a veneer of just tricksterishness and absurdity going on. And I have a hard time reconciling that with, the types of entities that the pop culture is kind of force-feeding us to believe in.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely could be a groupthink mentality where you get, a group of people together. But, when I interview police officers, when I interview school teachers, when I interview very normal people who have terrifying stories and their lives have been changed by this, it tends to be pretty compelling.
I've been there and interviewed people exactly like that, and I'm still scratching my head. But I've always had a sense, Maddie, that there's a lot more going on than meets the eye, and the situation and the scenario is infinitely more complicated than a simple pat sort of aliens, tagging us and bagging us for some sort of agenda. It just seems to me there's something more complicated going on. But then, you know, that's my ill-informed opinion.
I agree with you that there's something more complicated going on. We might never know.
It'll happen eventually.
With disclosure. Right. There you go.
Well, that's another subject, too. Disclosure tends to be pretty controversial.
Yeah, I mean, the amount of people who are high levels of government coming forward and saying these things exist, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, but acknowledging the reality of a scenario is one thing. Coming down on one side or another without providing us with the kind of evidence and supportive data that we would need to agree with their opinion, you know, that's a whole nother matter. Where do you come down on the whole subject of disclosure? Do you think the U.S. government will ever admit the extent of their knowledge about this subject?
You know, Bill Clinton was on Jimmy Fallon the other night and talked about this and you know, repeated the words of Ronald Reagan, which are, there's one thing that would unite all countries, and that's if we were visited by an alien race.
To believe we were being visited by an alien race, what a great way to manipulate, the possible unveiling of a we are the world sort of one world scenario.
I mean, it's very easy to think that these UFO sightings are and are propagandized by the military in order for us to kind of be have our blinders on when it comes to things that they are actually doing themselves.
I've seen that kind of sleight of hand and subterfuge with my own eyes. I've seen conventional aircraft trotted out and lit up like UFOs. I've seen obvious examples of conventional and possibly exotic technology being utilized to make it appear as if something high strange is flying by. And I've seen a perfectly visible, with no clouds in the sky, C-131 blink out like it hit some sort of dimensional doorway or went into some other realm of existence. Broad daylight, clear blue sky, 100 power binoculars on the plane. So I think we can all agree that our government and the military, especially, and the aerospace companies and others, have access and have developed technology that could appear to be extraterrestrial or high strange in nature. And I'm wondering, where does the sleight of hand and the programming of the innocent viewer end, and where does the real high strange phenomenon take up from there? And that's a question that we are constantly addressing here at the Paracast. And to have somebody like you, a filmmaker who, in my estimation, is really going about the entertainment side of this in the proper way, trying to adhere as closely to the facts as possible and deliver an honest reproduction of what people are telling you in terms of your research. And this is really refreshing. You, Tracy Torme, James Fox, who we had on last week, and others, are the hope for this field in terms of where the field dives into the realm of entertainment. And kudos to you. I can't wait, actually, to see the film. You've really got my excitement level up a little bit here. I got a couple of screenplays I'd like to bounce off you.
Well, thank you so much, Dan. I appreciate the praise. I mean, this is my first film and my first directorial debut.
Yeah. Congratulations, too, by the way.
Thank you so much. It's just been terrific doing shows like this and Coast to Coast and really finding this community who are open-minded and open to the things that might not be directly in front of us, you know, looking underneath the veil.
Well, any film that's done, I think, in a way that's more believable than M. Night Shyamalan's film Signs, which has to be on near the top of my worst films of all time dealing with these subject matters. Anything that is taking this thing a step beyond the your typical sort of Hollywood sensationalism and really attempting to tell a story, obviously, that's what, you know, Hollywood's all about, but doing it in a way that is as close, you know, to the actual facts and to the people's experiences as possible. And that's rare, and I think that's a really important step that you're helping us take in the right direction.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Well, now that you've buttered him up, Chris, I guess you're preparing that screenplay for submission.
Well,
I have a sci-fi series
but
that
who's counting?
With my son, so, I mean, if we're going to go for that.
Hey, I've got an award-winning screenplay, okay?
I'm glad you think that I'm powerful enough to help you guys. That's flattering.
Well, with some of the help that you've gotten for this film, you're doing something right there, guy.
I guess so, you know. I guess I'm just lucky. I think I just have I have some good friends that have helped me out, and that's what it comes down to when it's making a movie. It's relying on people who you trust. I mean, my wife's my producing partner, and we just work really hard.
I think a lot of it boils down, Matty, to vision and having that enthusiasm and that that just believability in the project that you can communicate to people that can help you make things happen. I mean, that's you got to have that. If you don't believe in what you're doing, it's very difficult to get somebody else or a team to get on board with it.
Yeah, passion is what really drives it. When I sat in the room talking to Lawrence Bender and I told him my passion for this project and my understanding of it, you know, that was convincing enough to get him to come on board.
Oh, well, maybe what we need to do is sit with Matty and go over with him his various techniques for doing a pitch in Hollywood. We're on board right now with Matty Beckerman joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix. Spelled TerraGanix.com or call toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro EM1 from TerraGanix. Life's getting better.